what's going on, and welcome to Guns N' Roses Central. And today I wanted to do a video about two legendary acts, Guns N' Roses and NWA. And both bands have a little bit of history with each other as well. And I wanted to talk about that history because I know every time I talk to Jeff, he always mentions that he's like an NWA fan. So I thought it'd be a cool video to do a true story about. So both of these groups broke out big in the late 80s, and Axl actually did an interview with New York Magazine back in 2006 where he talked about NWA. So he said, "We thought we were so badass. Then NWA came out rapping about this world where you walk out of your house and you get shot. It was just so clear what stupid little white boy posers we were. It was like, all right, we can give up the act. If you're talking about which lifestyle is more hardcore, the one where you get shot always wins." And Rose even started wearing an NWA cap in videos and during live performances. And Dr. Dre said in 2007 that the biggest shock for him was when he saw Axl Rose in the video with an NWA hat. He said, "We were like, what the F? We were still selling records out of our car." That would soon change because their album Straight Outta Compton would go on to sell more than 2 million copies on a $12,000 investment. And Straight Outta Compton would go on to be the first album that would go double platinum with no airplay and no major tour support. And soon Guns N' Roses and NWA began kicking it together and bonding at barbecues. I became friends with Dr. Dre, Eazy-E, and Ice Cube from NWA. Duff McKagan remembered in his autobiography, It's So Easy and Other Lies, he said, "I had seen the sensationalized reaction Guns got by presenting an unedited look at our lives on Appetite, and white boys in Hollywood weren't exactly a marginalized group. The glimpse of street life presented by NWA was a true shock to the system. Those guys lived hard too, and we had some great parties up at my house." So Duff McKagan did an interview back in 2011 promoting his book, and the interviewer actually asked him about partying with NWA. So the interviewer said, "You briefly mentioned in the book that GNR used to party with NWA. I don't really have a question, I'm just trying to picture that in my mind." To which Duff laughed. He said, "Yeah, it was crazy. It was an easy sort of friendship because they were the them of North, white LA, and they were the us of South LA, and we recognized it as such. I love that band and they liked us. I just remember having a party over at my house, like, do you guys want to come over to my party? And we just had the best effing barbecue with kegs of beer and a mixture of all kinds of people." So the interviewer said, "So for the record, you're only giving me a barbecue and diverse people at a Guns N' Roses NWA party," which Duff laughed. "I'm not going to ever tell anything beyond that. Let's just say it was an easy friendship." And the same year, Duff did another interview with Revolver magazine, and the topic of NWA came up. So he basically said, was asked, "You've been sober since 1994. Why did you write a song called Cocaine?" He said, "It's a tongue-in-cheek song about me and 19. Of course, my alcohol intake went up. Everyone would be like, dude. And I'd be like, well, at least I quit cocaine. So that song is about my state of mind. Empty bottle of Vicodin, the dirty clothes I slept in. I hit a gun in a darkened place. A simple, a short arm's length away. I was paranoid." And the interviewer said, "Is this true?" He said, "Yeah, man, I had guns everywhere." And the interviewer asked, did anybody ever... And Duff said, "Ever get shot? No, I was just paranoid. It was the 80s in LA. We hung out in the seedier underbelly, then add drugs to that, and hanging out with NWA guys, Ice-T and stuff like that. There were always guys around ready to protect my house and stuff, and it fed into my paranoia. They were like, F, are you strapped? I'm like, they're like, well, we can hook you up, and I started buying guns." And the interviewer asked, "Did you hang out with NWA often?" To which Duff said,
Alors, juste, alors c'est en anglais, je vais pas traduire, mais faire un résumé. Donc, NWA et Guns N' Roses traînaient ensemble, ils faisaient parfois la fête ensemble, et en gros, ce que dit Duff McKagan et puis Axl aussi, c'est que NWA parlait de, comment dire, de la vie hardcore, j'ai envie de dire la vie brutale, comme dirait Ideal J, mais voilà. Donc du côté du Nord, et Guns N' Roses parlait à peu près des mêmes choses, enfin de la déconditions de vie, mais du Sud. On va dire banlieue blanche, banlieue noire. Hein, voilà. Donc NWA c'était plus rap, et donc le quotidien de LA avec les meurtres, le côté gangster, le crime, etc. Et Guns N' Roses, bah, la vie assez dure du côté de Los Angeles, mais on va dire du côté blanc. Mais les deux groupes s'entendaient bien, et puis donc ils ont fait la fête. Donc Duff McKagan, notamment, les a accueillis chez eux, ils ont fait un barbecue. Le journaliste demande s'ils ont fait plus, il dit oui, mais je n'entrerai pas dans les détails. Ils disent aussi que, comme c'était les années 80 à Los Angeles, il y avait des armes qui circulaient. On va dire, parfois, NWA et le crew de NWA venaient traîner armés pour protéger la maison, là où il y avait la fête, au cas où. Et ça a rendu Duff McKagan paranoïaque. Il traînait aussi avec Ice-T, entre autres. Et donc, il a commencé à acheter des armes. On va s'arrêter là pour l'instant et on va écouter Flex of the Industry de Digital Underground.
Well, we're the freaks of the industry. My man Money B, the freaks of the industry. And when you see us backstage, be prepared to G.
Well, they say that birds do it, bees do it.
Do it.
Time to freak, Money B gets to it. Not a heavyweight, but I go 12 rounds with a jab and a stick. I'm going lick for lick, so give me the helmet, I'll be the stunt man. Just relax, and I won't front like Anita. I'm giving you the best that I got, and I'll be taking it slow. Never missing a spot,
yes.
Caressing your back with chest to chest, she kissing on my freckles. I nibble around your ears before I suck up on your neck.
Oh, Money Bee.
Yeah, that's what you'll be screaming and creaming. But it's not a wet dream, it's the real. The freaky dog, Doc Nasty. Never letting the kitty cat get past me without picking it up, petting, teasing it, taking it on home and pleasing it.
Cause we're the freaks of the industry. You's a freak, Money Bee. The freaks of the industry. And when you see us backstage, be prepared to G. Say you're G-ing. Nobody else is seeing. And the freak that you're with is in front of you, bending over naked and she's leaning on the dresser.
Booyah.
You're looking at her from the rear.
Yeah.
She looks just like Vanessa.
The right stuff.
Not Vanessa with the singing career, but the X-rated video queen. Know what I mean? Alright, here's the scene. You're lying on your back with your head on the edge of the bed. The booty's 2 feet from your head. Should you A, take the time to find a condom. B, you walk right over and you pound them. C, tell her that you want her love. Well, the answer is D.
D.
All of the above, so you're freaking.
Freaking.
The furniture's squeaking. She's tweaking, saying that she's weak in the knees. Cheek to cheek and pound for pound. You're taxing it and waxing it and working it around till the booty starts making that clapping sound. Which is cool, but your friends are chilling in the other room. The clapping's getting louder. You don't want them to clown you. In this situation, what do you do?
What?
A, you're plain and simply back up off her. B, you hit it just a little bit softer. C, you take it out and put it in her butt. Well, D is what I do, so you'll listen up. I put a towel on the floor by the 2-inch gap under the door. Now they can't see me anymore. Check the lock so they can't clock, but they can listen. There'll be no barging in and there'll be no dissing.
Dissing.
Get back to my mission. Break out the whipped cream and the cherries. Then I go through all the fly positions. My head under her leg, under my arm, under her toe. She says, I like it when you scream, baby, let yourself go. I hit it and split it, lick it and quit it. After the ride, put my clothes on and walk outside. And before anybody gets a chance to speak, I say, yo, don't say nothing. I guess I'm just a freak. Cause we're the freaks of the industry. Yo, you worse, Money B. The freaks of the industry. And when you see us backstage, be prepared to G. You know what, man? You's a freak. I seen you with that girl at the hotel after that show last week.
What about that time out there in the park?
Shh, don't tell nobody. It's like this, not if there's a cure for this. We don't want it, we'll run from it. And if there's a remedy, we don't need it, we just eat it. It's to the ladies.
I'm a freak, yo. Hey, yo, piano, take us out of here.
Thank you.
monkey. Like the beat funky. Nickname Eazy-E, yo, 8-Ball Junkie. Bass drum kicking to show my shit. Rapping, holding my dick, boy. I don't quit. Crowd rising, motherfucker from around the way. I got a six shooter, yo, mean I'm brave. Rolling through the hood to find the boys. Kick dust and cuss, crank up some noise. Police on my draws, I have to pause. 40 ounce in my lap and it's freezing my balls. I hook the right turn and let the boys go past. Then I say to myself, they can kiss my ass. Hit to get drunk, got the 8 in my lips. Put in the old tape, Marvin Gaye's greatest hits. Turn the shit up, had the bass cold rumpin'. Cruising through the east side, south of Compton. See a big ass, then I say word. I took a look at the face and the bitch was to the curb. Hold on my tip for the title I'm holding. Eazy-E's fucked up and got the 8-Ball rolling.
I was
almost wrecked my shit. Flipped his ass off, put it to the floor. Bottle was empty, so I went to the store. Nigga on tilt, cause I was drunk. See a sissy ass punk, had to go in my trunk. Reached inside, cause it's like that. Came back out with a silver gag. Fired at the punk and it was all because I had to show the nigga what time it was. Put up the jammy and like a mirage. A sissy like that got out of dodge. Sucker on me, cause the title I'm holding. Eazy-E's fucked up and got the 8-Ball rolling.
Fuck it up, yo. Fuck it up, yo.
Fuck the police and a 502. Stepped in the party, I was drunk as hell. Three bitches already said,
Eric, your breath smells.
40 ounce in hand, that's what I got.
Yo, man, you see Eazy Earlin' in the parking lot.
Stepped on your foot, cold, dissed your hoe. Asked her to dance and she said,
hell no.
Called her a bitch, cause that's
bitch,
the rule.
Who you calling a bitch?
Boys in the hood trying to keep me cool. You tell my homeboy you wanna kick my butt. I walked in your face and we get up. Full of cum, got numbed out cold.
Made you look sick, you snotty nose prick. Now your fly bitch is all over his dick.
Punk got dropped, cause the title I'm holding. Eazy-E's fucked up and got the 8-Ball rolling. Pass the broom, motherfucker, while I tear shit up. And y'all listen up close to roll call. Place I got money and juice. Rendezvous with me and we make the deuce. Dre makes the beat so goddamn funky. Do the OA, fuck the brass monkey. Ice Cube writes the rhymes that I say. Hail to the niggas from CIA. Crazy D is down and in effect. We make hardcore jams, so fuck respect. Make a toast, puppy punk to the title I'm holding. Eazy-E's fucked up and got the 8-Ball rolling.
Eazy-E avec 8-Ball et j'ai découvert quelque chose récemment. On va vous faire écouter le morceau et on va voir si vous reconnaissez de quoi il s'agit.
Come along, I want you to let me hold your hand in the eye.
hit the knees.
Steve Harrington, Weak at the Knees, qui a été samplé pour le morceau Gangsta Gangsta de NWA, qu'on va écouter peut-être tout à l'heure. Mais en attendant, MC Express Pressure Things, l'intro du EP, 8 titres, It's on Dr. Dre, 187 M Killa de Eazy-E, sorti en 93.
19 motherfucking 9 train, and I'm back in this bitch. Eazy motherfucking E, the hip-hop thugster. Shots goes out to those fake-ass notorious motherfucking wannabes. I like to say what's up to my bitch Dre. What's up, honey? Ho, go make E some more money, baby. And to that skinny ass, punk motherfucking mangy ass,
about to get ya, motherfucking mutt. And if y'all niggas don't know what's up, y'all better ask somebody. Y'all better ask somebody.
Oh shit, man. Them peachy black gangsters are at it again. I wonder who they fucked up today, man.
You motherfucker!
Got him.
Ruthless. Everywhere we go, they say,
damn.
NWA's fucking up the program. And then you realize we don't care. We don't just say no. We're too busy saying, yeah. About drinking straight out the eight bottle. Do I look like a motherfucking role model to a kid looking up to me? Life ain't nothing but bitches and money. Cause I'm the type of nigga that's built to last. If you fuck with me, I put my foot in your ass. See, I don't give a fuck cause I keep belling, belling. Yo, what the fuck are they yelling? Some niggas that I don't like. Walked over to him and said, what's up? The first nigga that I saw hit him in the jaw. Ren started stomping him and so did E. By that time, got rushed by security out the door. But we don't quit. Ren said, let's start some shit. I got a shotgun and here's the plot. Taking niggas out with a flurry of buckshots. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, I was gunning. And then you look, all you see is niggas running and falling and yelling and pushing and screaming and cussing. I stepped back. Then I realized it's time for me to go. So I stopped, jumped in the vehicle. It's like this because of that hoot ride. And NWA's one in four homicide. Cause I'm the type of nigga that's built to last. Fuck with me, I put my foot in your ass. See, I don't give a fuck cause I keep belling, belling. Yo, what the fuck are they yelling? Just hanging, some dope dealing, some gang banging. We decide to roll and we deep. See a nigga on dates and we creep real slow. And before you know, I had my shotgun pointed in the window. He got scared and hit the gas. Right then, I knew I had to smoke his ass. He kept rolling, I jumped in the bucket. We couldn't catch him, so I said, fuck it. Then we headed right back to the fort, sweating all the bitches in the biker shorts. We didn't get no play. From the ladies, with six niggas in a car, are you crazy? She was scared and it was showing. We all said, fuck you, bitch, and kept going to the hood. And we was fin to find something else to get into, like some pussy, or in fact, a bum rush. But we call it Rat Pack. On a nigga for nothing at all. Ice Cube would go stupid when I'm full of eight ball. I might stumble, but still won't lose. Now I'm dressed in the county blues. Cause I'm the type of nigga that's built to last. If you fuck with me, I put my foot in your ass. I don't give a fuck cause I keep belling, belling. Yo, what the fuck are they yelling?
Wait a minute, cut this shit.
Man, what you gonna do now?
What we gonna do right here is go back.
How far you going back?
Way back.
As we go a little something like this. Hit it.
Here's a little gangster short in size. A t-shirt Levi's is his only disguise. Built like a tank, yet hard to hit.
And jumped in the 6-4 with the
diamond in the back.
Digging the scene with the gangster lean. Cause I'm the E. I don't slang or bang, I just smoke motherfuckers like.
like it ain't no thing. And all you bitches, you know I'm talking to you.
We wanna fuck you, Easy.
I wanna fuck you too, because you see, I don't really take no shit.
So let me tell you motherfuckers who you fucking with.
Cause I'm the type of nigga that's built to last. If you fuck with me, I put a foot in your ass. I don't give a fuck, cause I keep bailing, bailing. Yo, what the fuck are they yelling?
Like y'all is what I call wannabes, and ain't shit compared.
Hey, Kenny Parker, DJ and producer for Boogie Down Productions / KRS-One, and today I'm back with another video. Now, today's topic comes from a question that somebody left in my comment section below pertaining to an old school rapper's comments about a pioneering West Coast hip-hop group. They wanted to know what I thought about the group. I thought about it for a while, and then I thought to myself, I got a funny story about this group. Let me tell it to my people. So today's story is going to go under the category of epic fails when hip hop goes wrong. Now, this particular story takes place in the summer of 1989, and it was between myself and my older brother, Chris, best known as the rapper KRS-One. Now, I've mentioned in several videos in the past that me and my brother are always arguing about hip-hop. We've been arguing about hip-hop since before hip-hop was even on record. And the argument usually revolves around, I like a particular song or group, and he thinks it's whack. Or he likes a particular song or group, and I think it's whack. So one day, in late August of 1989, I came by my brother's house. I was still in school at the time, living in the dorms. I came by my brother's house to pick up a mixtape. Now, people out there...
Alors, j'étais tombé sur cette anecdote. Donc, le frère de KRS-One, qui est DJ, qui s'appelle donc Kenny Parker, il a une série d'émissions qui s'appelle Epic Fails. Et donc, lié à différents groupes, différentes anecdotes. Et là, il parle donc de N.W.A. Il dit en gros que depuis le... Pas la nuit des temps, mais presque depuis que... comme ils sont à fond dans le hip-hop tous les deux, avec son frère dans KRS-One, ils n'arrêtent pas de se disputer. Par exemple, KRS-One, il va adorer un groupe, lui, Kenny Parker, va détester, ou l'inverse. Et en général, KRS-One, qui est aussi DJ, qui fait des mixtapes, lui confectionnait des mixtapes avec les bangers du moment. Mais quand on dit bangers, c'était pas les titres qui cartonnaient à la radio, mais les titres que KRS-One lui avait remarqué, puisque il était au courant. Voilà, dès qu'un album sortait. Il écoutait, et puis un album ou une cassette ou quoi que ce soit, il écoutait. Il sélectionnait, il faisait donc une mixtape et il distribuait les mixtapes notamment à son frère. Et on est en 89 donc, et KRS-One donc, a dû donc écouter le premier album de N.W.A., Straight Outta Compton, et l'album de solo de Eazy-E, Eazy Does It.
You may or may not know, KRS-One is also a DJ. As a matter of fact, he has scratched on probably 80 to 85% of all of the BDP KRS-One songs that's ever come out. So in the summer of 1989, I stopped by Chris's house to get me one of these mixtapes that he used to make. He used to rap on these tapes, freestyle, he used to give shout outs, cut up records. These tapes were dope. I wish I still had some, but unfortunately I don't. Now Chris had just come back off of tour when I met up with him. So I asked him, how was the tour? He said, yo, we just came back from Kansas City, Missouri, and there was a group out there that actually went on after BDP, which was kind of rare. And he said, I never heard of this group. He said, we went up there, we did the show, we killed the show, we rocked it, everybody sung all the songs. Then he said, afterwards, as we was leaving the stage, this other group was coming on, who I never heard of. He said, all the girls ran to the front. Chris said, when this group came out, they started cursing more than any rap group had ever cursed before. They were cursing at the girls, and the girls were screaming. He said he couldn't believe it. He said, they killed it. So when Chris got back home, he had to investigate and find out who this group was. He said the name of the group.
Donc, KRS-One dit à son pote, bon, il revenait de tourner. Donc, il dit, on a joué à tel endroit, c'était pas mal, on a eu un bon accueil. Mais il y avait un groupe avec nous qui montait sur scène et qui n'arrêtait pas de dire des gros mots. Et toutes les filles sont venues au premier rang à ce moment-là, alors que KRS pensait que ça allait être un repoussard, et non. Donc, le groupe avait plein de succès, ça les a surpris. Et il s'avère que ce groupe, c'était N.W.A.
Was N.W.A. Now keep in mind, y'all, N.W.A. had released their debut album, Straight Outta Compton, almost a year earlier. But this album had not made its way to New York yet, so they were not hot in New York City. I never heard of them, and my brother never heard of them. So anyway, he goes out and he buys the N.W.A. album. And he starts listening to it. So he tells me, yo, I got some of their songs on this mixtape. So immediately I'm like, you got some group named N.W.A. on your mixtapes? I don't know. So then he was like, yo, I was doing some investigating and the leader of the group is a guy named Eazy-E. Now Eazy-E I heard of. He had a song called We Want Eazy, which was playing all the time on the video shows. I actually liked the song. He had a part in the video where he jumped through the bars of a jail and landed on stage and started rapping. I used to like that part. I thought it was funny, but I didn't take Eazy-E seriously as an MC. I just thought it was like a novelty record. Actually, I saw Eazy-E perform at the Apollo in New York City a few months earlier. And as you guys may or may not know, the Apollo Theater in New York City is the hardest place in the world to perform. They actually encourage booing. Eazy-E performed at the Apollo, y'all, and let me just say, it did not go well. Eazy-E didn't even get to finish the song. So now Chris is telling me that this group led by Eazy-E, who he saw in Kansas City, is on this mixtape. So needless to say, y'all, I was very skeptical. So I said, yo, you got the album? Let me see the album cover. So Chris...
Alors là, il faut que je résume un peu. Donc, il dit que donc, en 89, la côte Est n'avait pas encore entendu parler de l'album de N.W.A. L'album était sorti, mais tout le monde s'en foutait. Donc KRS-One, comme il a vu le groupe en tournée, ça l'a impressionné, il est parti acheter l'album. Et il dit à son frère, écoute, j'ai l'album, je vais mettre des morceaux sur la mixtape. Et son frère lui dit, ouais, bon, bof, N.W.A., ok. Il a fait des recherches et il a vu que le leader du groupe, c'était Eazy-E. Et Eazy-E, ça lui parlait parce qu'il y avait la vidéo de We Want Eazy qui tournait pas mal. Et lui, il aimait bien le clip, surtout au moment où Eazy sort de la prison et sort sur scène. Bon, pour ceux qui ont vu le clip, hein, ça leur parle. Sinon, allez voir le clip. Mais il dit, bah, pour lui, c'était pas un MC, c'était juste un performer. Mais il n'était pas plus impressionné que ça. Son frère le rappelle donc, il le rappelle, pas qu'il le rappelle, mais donc il se voit pour la fameuse mixtape. Et, il dit à son frère, Kenny dit à KRS-One, écoute, montre-moi la pochette de l'album, je vais voir à quoi ça ressemble.
Oz gets the album cover and he shows it to me. And immediately, there was a problem. These guys had Jerry curls. I was like, yo, Chris, they got Jerry curls, man. I ain't listening to no group with no dudes rapping that got no Jerry curls. You crazy. He was like, yo, don't look at the Jerry curls. Listen to the lyrics. Now, keep in mind, y'all, this is the same guy who said on the Criminal Minded song, Keep my hair like this. Got no time for Jerry curls. Attracted only women. Got no time for little girls. This same guy is telling me, don't look at the Jerry curls. Listen to the lyrics. So I'm like, oh boy. So he goes, just take the tape. Go home and listen to the tape and tell me what you think. So I took the tape, left his crib, went back to the dorms, popped it in my box, and started listening. As I'm listening to the tape, songs are coming on, one after the other, the tape is rocking. And then all of a sudden, this very aggressive beat comes on that I didn't recognize. And all of a sudden, this rapper comes on with one of the greatest opening introduction lines in the history of hip hop. Now in the comments section below, I want you guys, if you can, to tell me what you think is some of the greatest opening lines of all time. I think, "I came through the door, I said it before," is one of the great opening lines from Rakim. But this guy on this song says, "Straight out of Compton, crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube from the gang called Niggas with Attitudes." I'm like, who is this? Ice Cube from a gang? What is this? So I'm continuing to listen to the song, and this dude Ice Cube was rough and he killed it. Then the next MC jumps on, MC Ren, and he killed it. So by this time I'm like, oh, okay, I see what Chris was talking about. But then y'all, the last MC gets on, it was Eazy-E. And he didn't sound anything like the guy who said, "We want Easy." Nah, he was on there cursing and talking mad reckless on the record. By the time the song ends, I was like, okay, I like this group N.W.A. But wait, there were two more songs off the album on this mixtape. A little later on, a song comes on called Gangsta Gangsta with a sample from BDP that says, "It's not about a salary, it's all about reality." Once again, this guy Ice Cube kills the record, and it was mad hard talking about the streets of LA. And once again, this guy Eazy-E comes on in the end talking mad reckless. So now I'm like, okay, N.W.A. is for real. But then, y'all, the third song comes on called F the Police, which is one of the most important songs in hip-hop history. The Police. By the time that song ended, I was an N.W.A. fan. About a week later, y'all, I had to go back to Chris's house. I walked through the door, and he had this funny smirk on his face. And he goes, "Did you listen to the tape?" I'm like, "Yeah, I listened to the tape." He goes, "What did you think of N.W.A.?" I'm like, "Yo, N.W.A. was dope." He was like, "I told you." So, based on the fact that I argued him down about not wanting to listen to N.W.A. and then went home and listened to it and became an N.W.A. fan, I'm gonna have to say, for me, this was an Right after that, he goes, "Yo, I did some more research and there's another guy in the group that's dope too." So now I'm like, wait a minute, this group N.W.A. has another guy that's dope? And Chris is co-signing this guy? He doesn't like anybody. So I'm like, okay, who is he? Chris goes, "Have you ever heard of the D.O.C.?" I'm like, yeah, I heard of the D.O.C. He had a video out with a song called Funky, Funky, Funky. Chris cuts me off. "No, no, 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 not that." So I'm like, what are you talking about there? He goes, Have you ever heard the Diggy Diggy Doc? I'm like, the Diggy Diggy Doc? What's that? He's like, come in the music room. In Chris's crib, he had one room designated for music. He had about 1,000 records in there, some pre-production equipment, turntables, a microphone. That's where he wrote a lot of his songs and did a lot of his production. And he had these two big 15-inch speakers sitting right there by your face. He pulls out the DOC album and he puts on a song called The DOC and the Doctor. If you guys are familiar with the song, it starts out a cappella. Yo, Dre, let's kick it on the one, Black, and we don't stop. So I'm listening to it. It sounds hype. The dude sounds aggressive. And then it goes, and I'm the Diggy Diggy Doc, y'all. And when that beat dropped, I felt like my head got blown off of my shoulders. I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. Once again, my older brother Chris is going, I told you. Then he goes, there's another song on here. And he plays me The Formula. By this point, y'all, I was a complete NWA fan. I felt like getting on a plane and flying out to LA and just posting up hoping I could see one of them. I was all in. Needless to say, I went and listened to the whole NWA album. I listened to the whole DOC album. I listened to the whole Eazy-E album. And I started saying to myself, who is this guy, Dr. Dre? He produced Eazy-E and NWA and DOC? This guy is crazy on the beats. A little while later, y'all, I started getting into DJing, and at the same time, NWA released a 12-inch single called Express Yourself. And on this 12-inch single was a solo Ice Cube record called A Bitch Is A Bitch. Once again, this dude, Ice Cube, killed the record. And me and Chris used to play that record all the time. Fast forward to 1990, and we find out that Ice Cube has left NWA and is going solo. Ice Cube drops the album, America's Most Wanted, which in my opinion, doesn't get mentioned enough in the great albums of all time. Later on, we found out that Ice Cube was doing a show at the Apollo. And me and KRS-One were front row and watched Ice Cube tear the Apollo down. Keep in mind, this is the very same Apollo that I saw Eazy-E struggle in a year earlier. I was also at the Apollo with my man Willie D from BDP when Ice Cube came with the Death Certificate album, when he had cut his hair bald and he popped off his hat and showed everybody in New York City that he didn't have Jerry curls anymore, and the crowd went crazy. I was there for that. I was there the following year when Ice Cube came to the Apollo and did Today Was a Good Day. And he practically didn't even sing the song. He just held the microphone out in New York City, sung the whole record word for word. And I also loved Dr. Dre et Snoop Dogg as well.
Bon, là, on s'éloigne de Eazy-E. Alors, on va aller en France avec Réservoir Dog, RD, Tu Vis, Tu Vois, Tu Veux.
Au commencement, il y a la naissance. D'abord, tu pleures, tu respires, donc tu vis. Ensuite, tu ouvres doucement les yeux sur le monde extérieur. Donc, tu vois. Après, et c'est là que ça se gagne. Tu commences à vouloir, donc tu veux.
D'abord, tu vis, ensuite, tu vois. Après, tu veux. C'est pour ça que tu veux.
C'est pour ça que tu veux.
Ce que tu vois dans cette vie.
Dans cette vie.
D'abord tu vis, ensuite tu vois. Après tu veux. C'est pour ça que tu veux.
C'est pour ça que tu veux.
Ce que tu vois dans cette vie.
Dans cette vie.
Dans la course au pouvoir.
voir. Sexe, genre et gloire. Il y en a moins à l'arrivée qu'il n'y en avait au départ. Qui n'avance pas recule. C'est chacun pour sa gueule. La chance sourit aux audacieux et à ceux qui en veulent. Moi je sais qui m'en veut et je sais où je vais. Je sais aussi que ce qu'on voit parfois n'est pas ce qui est. Méfie-toi du faux ami, c'est ton meilleur ennemi. Et du respect pour tes aînés, ne te crois pas tout permis. N'oublie pas qui tu es si tu arrives au sommet. N'oublie pas d'où tu viens, que tu es parti de rien. N'oublie pas ceux qui t'ont aidé à atteindre ton but. Mets tes potes avant les putes, plus dur sera la chute. Mais ne fais confiance à personne si tu veux vivre vieux. Essaye de moins parler au diable et plus avec Dieu. Utilise ce que tu as pour avoir ce que tu veux. Car tu n'as pas une lampe et trois sois pour exaucer tes vœux.
D'abord tu vis, ensuite tu vois, après tu veux. C'est pour ça que tu veux,
c'est pour ça que tu veux.
Ce que tu vois dans cette vie,
dans cette vie.
D'abord tu vis, ensuite tu vois, après tu
veux.
C'est pour ça que tu veux,
c'est pour ça que tu veux.
Ce que tu vois dans cette vie,
dans cette.
On te montre sans cesse ce que tu ne peux pas avoir. Le juge te montre du doigt, t'accuse de trop en vouloir. Comme si eux n'avaient pas, comme s'ils ne voulaient pas. Qui m'a envoyé dans cette merde pour que je serve d'appât? Tu débarques avec ta meuf clinquante et je dois pas regarder. Bah je te l'annonce, c'est officiel, j'ai envie de la fourrer. Et je vais la fourrer, et je vais pas m'arrêter. Je veux ta voiture, tes bijoux, ta maîtresse et ton porte-monnaie. Bah quoi, j'ai dit quelque chose de mal. Je fais juste comme l'autre qui fait comme l'autre qui a l'instinct animal. Et certains sont prêts à tout, y'a pas de stop bébé. Car juste après la survie, on veut le top bébé. Monsieur le juge, je veux votre salaire. Secrétaire, l'effet salaire, vos affaires sont mes affaires. Où est-ce que j'ai vu ça? C'est dans vos télévisions. Tu vis, tu vois, tu veux, mais quelle est la conclusion?
D'abord tu vis, ensuite tu vois, après tu veux. C'est pour ça que tu veux,
c'est pour ça que tu veux.
Ce que tu vois dans cette vie,
dans cette vie.
D'abord tu vis, ensuite tu vois, après tu
veux.
C'est pour ça que tu veux,
c'est pour ça que tu veux.
Ce que tu vois dans cette vie,
dans cette vie.
Un jour, quelqu'un m'a dit tu deviens ce que tu es. Mais est-ce que les gens te jugent vraiment pour ce que tu es? Ou en fait, ne serait-ce pas plutôt pour ce que tu as? Ce qui te pousse à avoir toujours plus que ce que tu as. Un jour, quelqu'un m'a dit tu deviens ce que tu es. Mais est-ce que les gens te jugent vraiment pour ce que tu es? Ou en fait, ne serait-ce pas plutôt pour ce que tu as? Ce qui te pousse à avoir toujours plus que ce que tu as.
D'abord tu vis, ensuite tu vois, après tu
veux.
C'est pour ça que tu veux,
c'est pour ça que tu veux.
Ce que tu vois dans cette vie,
dans cette vie.
D'abord tu vis, ensuite tu vois, après tu
veux.
C'est pour ça que tu veux,
c'est pour ça que tu veux.
Ce que tu vois dans cette vie,
dans cette vie.
D'abord tu vis, ensuite tu vois, après tu
veux.
C'est pour ça que tu veux,
c'est pour ça que tu veux.
Ce que tu vois dans cette vie,
dans cette.
D'abord tu vis, ensuite tu vois, après tu
veux.
C'est pour ça que tu veux,
c'est pour ça que tu veux.
Ce que tu vois dans cette vie,
dans cette vie.
Rider c'est pas facile. Rider c'est pas simple. Rider
c'est pas facile.
Tu sais, rider c'est pas facile, sans permis. Pas de voiture, j'prends le bus, putain c'est laser mi. Déjà que j'suis balèze, j'suis assis à côté d'un gorille. J'suis compressé avec dans mes oreilles, corrupt young daddy. J'arrive à la gare et j'fous mon boule dans le train. Au moins là-bas y'a pas de feu rouge, ni de brusque coup de frein. J'ferme les yeux dans mes oreilles, NWA fuck the police. Quand j'ouvre les yeux, des contrôleurs avec une milice. J'essaie de marchander, je tente le tout pour le tout. J'suis trop gros pour courir, je passe du dur au doux. Quand un flic me reconnaît, vous êtes driver de Sarcelles. Je vous ai vu sur Canal Plus dans un film de Dorcel. Il me demande un autographe de Dolly Golden. Je lui dis que s'il n'y a pas d'amende, obligé je lui ramène. Il me laisse filer, je suis filou, je lui file un faux numéro. Rider c'est pas simple, mais c'est gratuit à mon niveau.
Rider c'est pas facile, avec toute la famille. Devant ta go te pète les couilles, à l'arrière tes petites filles. Qu'arrête pas de brailler, qu'arrête pas de piailler. Qu'on salopé toute la banquette, à force de grailler. Coca et chips, chocolat, Twix, bordélique de poupées, de ces bitches de Winx. Taisez-vous un peu, j'entends plus ma musique. Ça me rend nerveux, tous ces petits cris mystiques. Et voilà que ça chiale. Tout ça parce que j'ai pas voulu mettre ton CD de Michal. Y'a que du son official dans ma caisse. Désolé si ça plaît pas, mais moi je kiffe. Nous voilà au feu rouge. V'là un putain de tarpé qui bouge. Je guette en stretch, je sens que ma femme voit rouge.
Hey, tu veux pas des jumelles aussi?
Mais non, doudou, de quoi parles-tu? Comment peux-tu penser que j'ai vu ce magnifique cul? Ça y est, c'est parti pour une prise de tête interminable. Putain, des fois au volant, j'ai l'impression d'être minable.
Rider, c'est pas facile.
Rider, c'est pas ça.
Rider, c'est pas facile. Rider, c'est pas facile.
Rider, c'est pas ça.
Rider, c'est pas facile.
Si ride, c'est ta passion. Ni de ta destination, le bastion des thugs et des gangsters, les mauvais garçons, pompe et traction, cognac glaçon, mon gars normal avec ce qu'il faut dans le caleçon, fou coup de sifflet pour que mon partner s'endère. Le 3 juin et je lui explique que j'ai un putain de plan d'herbe, il veut en être et m'explique comment leur mettre, et si ça marche qu'on va s'en mettre plein les fouilles, mon gars, ils s'en remettront pas fou. Un peu plus tard, je confirme que c'est bon au bout. Par téléphone, sans éveiller aucun doute. Mais sur la route, on fume du shit. Brolique, travail, musique dans les enceintes, rien de plus logique. Mon gars, à peine au feu, on a les keufs dans le rétro. Gyrofarm fait signe de la main de me garer sur le déco. Course poursuite, d'élite fuite dans les rues de ma ville. De Grigny à Joinville, tu sais, ride, c'est pas facile.
Ride, c'est pas facile, vraiment pas de tout repos. Quand les patrouilles te pistent pour te faire le pot. Mais pour ma part, ce qu'il y a de plus relou, c'est la pute à peine rentrée dans ma caisse. Mais son 8-8-2 FM, putain, tu te prends pour qui, petite catin? Remets tout de suite mon album de Spice 1. Et rien qu'elle me casse les couilles avec son 6-là, qui lui-même n'imagine pas qu'il y a un dep à la mairie de Ripa. Putain chérie, t'avais l'air easy quand je t'ai racolé sur le bas-côté de la RATP. Maintenant tu t'installes avec tes vieux styles, mais le rider représente toujours son code postal. 9-4, j'place un retour QG, article 2 du code de la ride. Donc tu vas t'éjecter, dédicace au glaçon, c'est comme ça qu'on le fait. Et si tu ne savais pas, maintenant tu sais que
rider c'est pas facile.
Rider c'est pas simple.
Ah, le morceau s'est arrêté. Eh bien, nous, on va repartir avec quoi ? Avec ceci.
Woke up quick at about noon. Just thought that I had to be in Compton soon. I gotta get drunk before the day begins. Before my mother starts bitching about my friends. About to go and damn near went blind. Young niggas at the pad throwing up gang signs. Ran in the house and grabbed my clip. With the Mac-10 on the side of my hip. Bailed outside and pointed my weapon. Just as I thought, the fools kept stepping. Jumped in the foe, hit the juice on my ride. I got front and back and side to side. Then I let the Alpine play. Bumping new shit by NWA. It was gangster at the top of the list. Then I played my old shit, it went something like this. Cruising down the street in my 6-4. Jocking the bitches, slapping the hoes, went to the park to get the scoop. Knuckleheads out there, cold shooting some hoops. A car pulls up, who can it be? A fresh El Camino rolling Kilo G. He rolled down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that GTA. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit.
Get the fuck out.
motherfucker, say what?
Donald B's in the place to give me the pace. He say my man JD is on free base. The boy JD was a friend of mine till I caught him in my car trying to steal an Alpine. Chase him up the street to call a truce. The silly motherfucker pulls out a deuce deuce. Little did he know I had a loaded 12 gauge. One sucker dead, LA Times front page. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. And I wanna get ill, so I went to a spot where my homeboys chill. The fellas out there making that dollar, I pulled up in my 6'4 Impala. They greet me with a 40 and I start drinking. And from the 8-ball my breath starts stinking. Left to get my girl to rock that body. Before I left I hit the Bacardi. Went to her house to get her out of the path. Dumb hoe said something that made me mad. She said something that couldn't believe, so I grabbed a stupid bitch by a nappy ass weed. Started talking shit, wouldn't you know? Reached back like a pimp, slapped the hoe. My father jumped up and he started to shout, so I threw a right cross and knocked his old ass out. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. Then wrapped the 6'4 around a telephone pole. I looked at my car and I said, oh brother, I throw it in the gutter and go buy another. Walking home and I see the G ride. Now Cat is driving, Kilo on the side. As they busted a U, they got pulled over. A undercover cop in a dark green Nova. Cat got beat for resisting arrest. He socked a pig in the head for ripping his guest. Now G is caught for doing the crime. Fourth offense on the boy, he'll do some time. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your cart. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. No bail. The fellas caused a riot in the county jail. 2 days later in municipal court, Kilo G on trial, cold cutter for destruction of the court, said the judge. On a 6-year sentence, my man didn't budge. Bailiff came over to turn him in. Kilo G looked up and gave a grin. He yelled out fire. Then came Susie. The bitch came in with a submachine Uzi. Police shot the bitch but didn't hurt her. Both upstate for attempted murder. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. Yeah, I kicked a little ass, but that was a blast from the past, motherfucker. Busy up, busy up, yup, yup.
C'était Boys in the Hood et on poursuit avec les news maintenant. Alors, on apprend la mort de Val Kilmer qui nous a quitté le 1er avril 2025. Il a succombé à une pneumonie. Il avait 65 ans. Autre personnage important qui nous a quittés, c'est Gomak, ancien membre de Above the Law. Il nous a quittés le 3 avril dernier, qu'il repose en paix. Et nous allons écouter, pour l'occasion, le morceau Murder Rap de Above the Law.
We're all in the front room. One's in the back. On three, we hit the door. You got the stairs. Ready? Go.
They trying to give you a murder rap, and you ain't even like that. Yo, sir, these they deserve to get this.
Check this out. When I sit down and write a recite, put the mic at home, make sure my beats are loud and bold and cold. 187, that is my name, making it simple and plain. Here to rearrange and change the things that I couldn't do in the past. Don't be surprised when you got a shot. Get up, you perpetrator. That one was just for you. I'm gonna leave the in your sleep with mango without a clue. Style like a fiend on coke, but if you say the wrong thing, I wash your mouth with soap. No, it's not the answer, no, I'm not a cancer, no, I'm not a hero, zero, but a Leo in stereo. And this is not a demo, chaos and go back, keep cutting the flex, tempo, back.
Fingerprints ain't nothing without the murder weapon. Keep stepping. Homicide trying to sweat, but we let them have it. You can see the fear through their teeth. Treat them like Rolaids and give them some relief.
I feel action. Speaks louder words and verbs and adjectives. I live the life to give and give. Not who's first, second, or third. Not he said or she said or what you heard, nerd. Cause when you live like that, your life is a mango. In other words, your life is all tangled up. I'm not a sucker. Always go for my power law. That's all from the start.
Alors, le clip Murder Rap, il faudrait le mettre en parallèle avec le clip Hazy Shade of a Criminal de Public Enemy. Puisqu'en gros, dans Murder Rap, Coldway 7-Homme et ses troupes arrivent à corrompre un juge pour sortir. Alors que dans The Shade of Criminal, justement, Chuck D dit qu'en gros, c'est à part des gens comme Jeffrey Dahmer, il cite Jeffrey Dahmer et d'autres. Allez voir le clip, mais il dit qu'en gros, c'est compliqué quand on est noir par rapport à la justice. Alors, il faut aussi dire que pour Above the Law, donc, il n'y a plus Laylo, il n'y a plus Gomak et il n'y a plus KMG. Donc, il reste Total Chaos et Conrad Sevenum. Donc, les derniers membres de Above the Law encore sur Terre. C'était donc Murder Rap, hommage à Gomak. On continue les news. Alors, il y a une anthologie de 12 CD qui va sortir le 27 juin consacrée à Dionne Warwick. Donc, Dionne Warwick, Make It Easy On Yourself, The Scepter Recordings, 1962-1971. Donc, 1962 à 1971. Donc, ça fait 280 titres. Ça sort évidemment chez Cherry Road Records, enfin, via des labels associés. Sinon, FOAD Records, le label italien, sort le 18 avril Shizuoka Hardcore, un livre sur la scène hardcore punk de Shizuoka, donc c'est au Japon. C'est écrit le bouquin par Ishiya, qui a joué dans Deathside et qui joue dans Forward, et Akiyama, qui joue dans Forward et d'autres groupes. 180 pages pour 23€, donc Shizuoka Hardcore. Après Kansai Hardcore, pour ceux qui se souviennent. Psy, le groupe d'avant-garde black metal japonais, compterait enregistrer l'album Hangman's Hymn de 2007 pour célébrer, quelque part, les 35 ans du groupe. Nouvel album pour le groupe Belenos, donc qui fait du pagan black metal. Ça sort le 4 juin, il s'appelle Egor, ça sort sur le label Northern Silence Production. Sinon, il y a un nouvel épisode de Get Busy consacré à Rox Taylor, allez le voir. Et sur le site Voices from the Dark Side, il y a une interview récente de Benediction via le guitariste Darren Daz Brooks et l'interview du jeune groupe Aberration, un groupe qui s'est fondé en 2020, un groupe norvégien de death metal old school, je pense, influencé notamment par Sadistic Intent. Et sinon, Devotos, le groupe entre punk et reggae brésilien, sera en tournée européenne du 17 septembre au 5 octobre 2025. Donc trois dates hexagonales, Paris le 18 septembre, Rennes le 20 septembre et Caen le 21 septembre. Voilà pour les news. Et nous allons écouter maintenant Arabian Prince, She's Got a Big Pussy. Arabian Prince, le premier membre de NWD à avoir quitté le groupe.
Good morning, fellow Big Posse Anonymous members. Today I'd like to introduce to you Brother Arab.
Good morning, fellow Big Posse members. I'm Brother Arab.
How you doing, Brother Arab?
I'm here today to tell you that I haven't had a Big Posse in 90 days. And I'm also here to tell you my story.
You don't understand, she wanted a big posse.
I ain't standing in no line, man.
Hey, where are you? Going there with those jeans on?
Big posse.
Cooling on a Saturday night in LA. Yo, feeling kind of funky, looking for some play. But I couldn't find a good freak anywhere. So I nursed my dream like intensive care. When I glanced at the dance floor, she glanced back and I knew it was a chance for a brother A-Rap to get busy. I stepped off the stool, feeling kinda dizzy. I said, yo T, what's the scoop on the beauty? Her face is cool and she's got a big booty. T said, yo, I wouldn't mess with baby doll. The list of a posse reads like roll call. I try to get her face in focus. I took another sip and blam, hocus pocus. I made up my mind, yeah, it's her I gotta meet. For posse is deep, but I'm still gonna creep. She said, if you're gonna step, you ain't gotta say please. She's handing it out like it's government cheese. I paused for a minute, took another sip. I think she winked at me, she's on my tip. I decided to step and get with the program. Just then they put
the bedroom slow jam. She leaned over and said, the way I see, you better be packing, homeboy. She's got a big posse.
Members, that's my story. Never mess with a big posse, or you'll end up like me.
Man, I got a big posse, man. What's that lump I'm sucking?
Skinny,
hey, man, you got a lump, man.
Skinny B, man. I'm gonna tear you up, man.
I'm getting young.
C'était donc Arabian Prince, alias Brother Arab. She's got a big pussy. On poursuit avec du rap latino. Funky Aztecs, Nation of Funk.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. F.A. coming straight from the wild, wild west.
Listen, baby girl, born in 1972. Pops on them sticks, mom stuck on that crazy juice. With the school, it's all cool, but in junior high, little Luca in the bathroom getting high. What she doing, what she smoking, nobody knows. Is she a thinking or just dipping in the Melrose? A badass broad running with the girl gang. Just got some tats, chucking all that girl slang. First one to smack a fool, la vida don't matter. Without a breath, they want your brain get splattered. Selling them drugs, hanging with thugs and all that. Beating up fools with the bass, all that. Starting having sex at only 15. Who has an OG, wears his clothes up crisp and clean. Got pregnant, had a baby in December, but won't see the daddy till next September. Mumps and pops give her the boot, kicked her out like Gaza. With the money she got, she bought a spot up the block. Started paying the rent by slaying a fat ass for the rocks. Now she's 23 with four kids of the loan and low down. And plus she's all smoked down her face, face. You can see it in her eyes. You can also tell the tears of her lifelong cries. It was headed for self-destruction, conjunction, junction. What's your function? Her own kids gotta help, cause they knew she was tipping. Took the devil away, home girl. You was flipping.
Darkness. When you slip, you trip and fall. Slip in the darkness.
browns. Whites against white, my government's the underground. So repeat the sound as it bumps through your stereo. Ear to your brain, now check out the scenario. Cali got quakes, mud slides and floods. Takes out the next play, flips and bloods. Hustlers, pitch shot callers and killers. OG Max in the vehicle, goddamn, but we got homeboys who just might kick in it. And pop the light, we do run the mic and start spitting it.
You're in for a fat treat, tripping to a fat
so get closer to the funk, slip into the back.
Noise a lot. I tell the asses and the boys about to poison plot. They got me trapping, now I'm strapped, getting hotter. Running from the cop as I try to cop my Glock. The war won't stop. That's why they wanna ban the music. You ever notice how the cops can't stand the music? See a black man cooling with a Mexican. We can all have peace on the sets again. Give a shout out to my homies in the pen. They try to keep us down, but we clown every time we hit the top 10. Once again, it's your friend out of Oakland, hoping to keep the hip hop club. Now we can fight, let them close them, or we can have peace at show so we control. Now ain't nobody getting paid, it's a damn shame. Why gang bang brothers in the same game? Take security's to blame, cause they letting it on. Brothers come to have fun, but they setting it on. One time, make it worse when they sweat us. Send an army of pigs to come get us. So I'm running out of time, and it's cool down with the assets. And it's also called soul food.
Now become single artist in the house and pretty big. Are you still friends with your group?
A couple of them. Ice Cube, MC Ren, and Yella.
Okay, what about the other one?
Who? I'm talking about.
All right. Okay.
You remember the guy that was Dr. Dre?
Yeah.
That was, you remember that group, the World Class Wrecking Crew?
Yeah.
That wore lipstick, stick lace, biker shorts, and, you know, ruffles, eyeliner.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, if you go look back like to his old albums before where he did songs like The Cabbage Patch, The Fly, He's Bionic, Dr. Dre, and you look back at him in his doctor suit, you could tell where he originally came from. See, if you look back at me, you could, when my beginning, I did The Boys in the Hood. So I was cruising down the street in my 6'4". So it's 93 now, and Dre is all of a sudden cruising down the street in his 6'4" now. So I figured he like a 93 wannabe. Because back then he did all this Cabbage Patch stuff and dancing and wore the lipstick and the doctor outfits with the stethoscope and did all this techno music. He was never really from the streets. And I figured, like, what are you talking about? He said he's got a song called G-Thang. I figured G stuff come from the concrete, and that's the streets, which he was never from the streets. Okay. Only reason my people affiliate him with the streets is through me. Mm-hmm. So it's like, where we from, Compton and Long Beach, they don't get along with each other. See, like, people in Compton really don't, you know, claim Dre. Don't claim Snoop from being from Long Beach. So it's like, it's still a whole little gimmick he got.
Facilities, cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it get funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a dope beat and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what, I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well I'm dropping English, even if Yella makes it a cappella. I still express yo, I don't smoke weed or sex, cause it's known to give a brother brain damage. And brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel. Spread yourself.
resonate the subject because they like to follow the words, the style, the trend. The records are spinning again and again and again. Yo, you're on the other end. Watch your brother blend. Dope rhymes, but no help. There's no fessing or guessing while I'm expressing myself. It's crazy to see people be what society wants them to be, but not me. Ruthless is the way to go. They know others say rhymes which fail to be original, or they kill where the hip hop starts. Forget about the ghetto and rap for the pop charts. Though some musicians cuss at home, they're scared to use profanity when up on the microphone. Yeah, they want reality, but you hear none. They'd rather exaggerate a little fiction. Some say no to drugs and take a stand, but after the show they go looking for the dope man, or they ban my group from the